is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says it has recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas as his parents met with world leaders and pressed for his release, including the Democratic Convention last month. Israeli military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari saying, according to the initial estimation we have, they were brutally murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly before we reached them. They were kidnapped alive on the morning of October 7th by the terrorist organization Hamas. Their bodies were found during the fighting in Rafah in an underground tunnel about a kilometer from the tunnel from which we rescued Farhan Qadi a few days ago. The army says the hostages were killed shortly before they could be rescued. The polio vaccine campaign begins in Gaza a day before an expected pause in fighting. VOA's Christina Menente has more.
Five people have been killed by...
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio and prevent the spread of the virus. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. The campaign comes after the first polio case in 25 years in Gaza was discovered this month in a 10-month-old. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. authorities say arrests for illegal border crossings from Mexico during August are expected to rise slightly from July. That would possibly end a streak of five straight monthly declines, but the numbers are hovering near four-year lows. This is VOA News. A temporary accommodation center in the Moscow region of Russia has now become a sanctuary for children evacuated from the conflict-ridden Kursk region in the wake of the Ukrainian incursion. Reuters Ryan Chang.
Deputy Director Elena Zubkova oversees the center, which hosts 126 children. She says the children show signs of their traumatic experiences. The children are making the most of their situation, but the absence of their parents is felt deeply. One of the evacuated students, Ilona Shevchenko, says she was forced to evacuate from a camp in the Kursk region to Moscow and said the experience was a little scary. Kyiv launched its surprise operation into Kursk in western Russia on August 6th. Ukraine says the incursion, arguably its boldest move in a war that began with a Russian full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, aims to protect its border settlements from constant Russian strikes.
Iran's president says more foreign investment is needed in his country. More from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Iran's president said Saturday his country needs some $100 billion in foreign investment to achieve an annual target of 8% economic growth, up from the current rate of 4%. The remarks by Masoud Pezeshkian, who was elected in July, came in his first live televised interview by state TV. Hundreds of entities and people in Iran, from the central bank and government officials to drone producers and money exchangers, are already under international sanctions, many of them accused of materially supporting Iran's Revolutionary Guard and foreign militant groups such as Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Police said Saturday that a man will face misdemeanor charges after he stormed into the press area at a Donald Trump rally in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, before being surrounded by authorities and eventually subdued with a taser as a former president spoke at the campaign stop. The incident Friday came moments after Trump had criticized major media outlets for what he said was unfavorable coverage and had dismissed a CNN as fawning for it to Thursday with his Democratic rival Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz. It was not immediately clear what motivated the man or whether he was a Trump supporter or a critic. Recapping one of our top stories, Israel says that it has in fact recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza, including a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas. According to the initial estimation that they were brutally murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly before they were to reach them, according to the Israeli military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.